For those who have insurance, out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I mentioned the fundraiser going on right now. In fact, it's going to go on till 1:30, featuring Jason Smith, the congressman from Missouri 8. Sam Peters and Mark Robertson are the beneficiaries. Tomorrow, guess who's going to be in town? Kevin McCarthy for a pair of fundraisers. And I'll tell you what, Sam Peters is really ramping it up. I mean, really ramping it up. This is a race against Stephen Horsford that is very, very winnable. It is there for the taking. The only thing I would say to people like, you know, Sam Peters and Mark Robertson, April Becker, the only thing I would say is make sure that everybody is on message. And the message is simple. The Democrats have screwed it up big time, big time. And the other thing I would say is don't get off message. This is all about the economy. It was good under Donald J. Trump. It sucks under Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto and Susie Lee. I mean, it's been awful. It has been absolutely awful. Somebody who can talk to that particular topic is my buddy Wayne Allen Root. He's going to be coming up next, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up at the top of the hour. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Are sporting events at T-Mobile or Allegiant Stadium especially difficult for you? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the row, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. An Arizona woman still missing after being swept away at Utah's Zion National Park 3 days earlier. Flooding surged throughout the southwestern U.S. and imperiled tourists visiting the region's scenic parks. Heavy rains further east in the Dallas-Fort Worth area also caused streets to flood, submerging vehicles as officials warned motorists to stay off the roads. National Weather Service meteorologist Daniel Huckabee in the Dallas-Fort Worth office.
The Dallas-Fort Worth area was pretty much ground zero for the heaviest rain overnight. We had rainfall totals 7 inches or more across much of the area.
Flooding also hit Moab, Utah and Carlsbad, New Mexico. Also at townhall.com, 3 Arkansas law enforcement officers suspended and state police launching an investigation after a video posted on social media showed 2 of them beating a suspect while a 3rd officer held him on the ground. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the investigation will be providing more details of what happened during the arrest.
That suspect had a history of concern that was legitimate for the officers, but what that response was not consistent with the training that they receive as certified officers with the Arkansas Law Enforcement Training Academy.
The body found in a Northern California reservoir believed to be that of 16-year-old Kylie Rodney, who went missing weeks ago after attending a large party at a Sierra Nevada campground. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon told a press conference the body has not yet been identified, but, quote, we believe it is our missing person. Ahead of this week's Fed meeting, stocks closing deep in the red, the Dow off 641 points, the NASDAQ down 323. More at townhall.com.
And rolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, another dubious distinction for the Silver State. Nevada has the highest percentage of one-star acute care hospitals in the country, the lowest rating given by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services. 6 of the 14 major acute care hospitals in the Vegas Valley were given just 1 star. The highest rating given for a Las Vegas hospital was 3 stars. That was given to 4 different hospitals. Las Vegas officials are considering redeveloping a city golf course into a mix of housing, commercial space, and a workforce training center. The city council has approved beginning those talks with the development firm McCormick Beer and Salazar about overhauling the Desert Pines Golf Club, which sits on about 100 acres near Bonanza and Pecos. The East Las Vegas project would include at least 1,500 residential units, recreational facilities, commercial space, and a workforce training center. Officials say that venture could cost more than $500 million. And the Raiders have traded back up quarterback Nick Mullins to the Minnesota Vikings, according to reports in the Review-Journal. In exchange for Mullins, who played well against the Vikings a week ago, you'll get a conditional seventh-round pick in the 24 draft.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check on our conditions on area freeways right now, do look out for a crash. It's blocking those middle lanes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at Charleston. And do remember those HOV lanes are closed for repairs through the resort area of the 15 through the middle of September.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
More troubling new numbers from all across the country. This is a little scary. A new NBC News poll, and again, consider the source. Three-quarters of our electorate says that we are on the wrong track. Right track, wrong track, that we are on the wrong track. A guy that talks with people every day all across this country, he's a guy that that knows a lot about a lot. He is Wayne Allen Root. He is the host of Raw and Unfiltered every afternoon from 3 until 6. And Wayne, first of all, thanks for joining us. How was your weekend? You enjoy yourself?
Oh, yeah. I love weekends more than I ever have in my whole life. I just love them now. You know, that's probably my one tip of my cap to being 61 years old. I don't feel it. I don't look it. But I don't take any days off. I work all year long, but I enjoy my weekends. I enjoy the hell out of them more than I ever enjoyed them in my life. And I try and do as little work as possible on the weekend. I never take Monday through Friday off. And I don't even take Saturday and Sunday off. I only do 2-3 hours a day of work on Saturday and Sunday. To me, that's a relaxing day off, and I get the whole rest of the day. So I'm thrilled getting a little work in that I couldn't finish on the weekdays, but then the whole rest of the weekend belongs to me and Cindy, my wife, and my kids, and my dogs. So I'm a happy man on weekends.
I was just going to say, I've got to ask you, because everybody's been asking me, how's the TV show going? You just started a new TV show with Mike Lindell. Explain what that is.
And by the way, another one starting on Saturday with Real America's Voice.
Where do you find the time, my friend? Where do you find the time?
Yeah, well, that's my point. Monday through Friday, it's a madhouse around here. And I work literally 16 hours a day. I wake up early and go to bed late. I'm not getting much sleep, but you know what they say. You could sleep when you die. So I'm not going to worry about sleep right now. I'm going to get in while the iron is hot. I'm going to strike. And I'm hot right now because I tell the truth and people want to hear the truth. And I tell the truth about open borders, the end of America. I tell the truth about a communist takeover of America. I tell the truth about vaccines being a disaster that are killing millions of people all over the world. Everyone's starting to agree with me. Heck, there's never been a governor who said a word about it until this weekend. I don't know if you heard Ron DeSantis said that everything that the CDC ever said turns out to be a lie, and that I think people should be allowed to sue for vaccine injuries because there are many, many, many severely injured people because of the vaccines. And they got to be allowed to sue. And nobody's ever hinted that before. Not one government official ever said a word. So Ron DeSantis said it. So big kudos in my book to Ron DeSantis. But there's just so many bad things going on. The crime wave, the shoplifting and theft of retail store wave. The list goes on and on. Green energy, I can't even remember all the things that are on my mind that are terrible, but there's lots of bad. Oh, and then, of course, schools and kids. That was the issue that what's the name of the governor in Virginia who won on big time? Youngkin. He won big by talking about critical race theory and transgender ideology and masking our kids, and the whole thing is insane. So, yeah, I mean, the country's off on the wrong tangent, and I think Republicans, if they were to play their cards right, could win everything, could sweep the table in November, but I don't think they will play their cards right. It seems to me Mitch McConnell's trying to lose the Senate as best he can.
How so?
Well, you heard his comments on Friday at some big event, some major Republican event. You know, I don't know why the whole room didn't stand up and say, go F yourself, and walk out and turn their back to the man. He said, you know, I don't think we're going to win the Senate. I don't think we have good candidates. First of all, his job as minority leader now, but as future majority leader, his job is never to say something like that out loud, but he wants to lose, because if he loses and he's down by just one seat, he gets to hold court and be the important minority leader and keep everybody together. And if he wins, he would win because many Donald Trump candidates won, and therefore he would be either ousted as majority leader or he wouldn't have control of his caucus, iron-fisted control of his caucus. He'd rather be in the minority and lose, because then he's got full control and he has none of the responsibility, and he lets Democrats ruin the country, and he just points finger and blames, but he never gets any of the responsibility. That's what he wants. It's very clear to me. This is a vicious, bitter man, and if Trump is to win, he doesn't like it because he's not the star. So screw him. McConnell's a horrible human being who's under the influence of China, clearly. Him and his whole family got rich off of China. So he's another corrupted politician. There's plenty of them on the right, just like all of them on the left.
Tell me what the messaging should be from Kevin McCarthy, from Mitch McConnell, in these days leading up to the election, the midterm elections, and then looking ahead to 24. What should the messaging be?
Well, the messaging should be things that people can see and feel. So Democrats cannot lie to them, and the media cannot lie to them, and Wall Street cannot lie to them if stocks go up, because stocks sometimes go up, and it has nothing to do with how people are suffering. It only has to do with how rich the corporate elite are getting. So, you know, look, if it's Wayne Root, let me tell you, Wayne Root issues versus issues that really will win. You know, and we'll solve the Wayne Root issues once we're elected. So as an example, I would make open borders the biggest issue in the world. But the real reality is nobody can see the open borders. None of us are living on the border. No one in Nevada is living on the border. And even a border state like, say, Texas or Arizona, 99.9999% of people are not living on the border. So nobody can see the extent of the disaster going on. You know, I'm someone who believes vaccine mandates should be a monstrous issue. But it's just not the number one issue on people's minds. What they can see is what we need to run on, and what they can feel. And what they can see and feel is inflation. It's gas prices, it's grocery prices, it's all forms of inflation. It's home heating oil this winter. Disaster is befalling the middle class. And that's the issue they can all see and feel. The other issue they can all see and feel is crime everywhere. And not only crime everywhere, but shoplifting and theft everywhere. It's happening to a retail store near them. Everywhere I go, people tell me they know someone who knows someone who knows someone. I mean, I hear this 20 times a day. They all know somebody who owns a store, and people walk in and rob them all the time, and there's nothing they could do. Because if you hit them, if you shoot them, you go to jail for murder or assault, because they didn't bring a knife, they didn't bring a gun, they merely stole from you, and that's a ticket. That's not a real crime anymore in most cities in America, including Las Vegas. I believe you could steal up to $1,200 in Las Vegas, and all you get is a death ticket. So you as the store owner can do nothing. That's a huge issue. You let them get away with that, they're coming for your homes, they're coming for your cars. Run ads day and night showing all that. And then the other thing people can feel and people can see is their children being masked and their children being forced vaccinated and their children being taught lies about how evil white people are and how evil America is in school. That's a huge issue of being taught that transgender is good and straight is bad, and encourage kids, boys to be girls and girls to be boys, and dress like, you know, the opposite sex and make believe what you were born doesn't matter. All of this is so angering the average person and the average mama bear who usually votes Democrat. It's time to do issues that people can feel and see. Me, I like vaccine mandates. Me, I like open borders issues. I can think green energy is a huge issue to me, but that's not an issue that people can see and feel. So if the Republicans were to do that and then throw in 87,000 new IRS agents coming to murder you and your family, and you think I'm exaggerating. No, remember how Lyndon Johnson destroyed Barry Goldwater in a landslide, Kevin? Do you remember the ad that did it?
Oh, yeah, the nuclear bomb ad?
Yeah.
And then the girl, and the girl.
A nuclear war,
yeah.
And a little girl, I think she
picking daisies or something.
And a nuclear bomb went off and she died. Was he really going to get us in a nuclear war? Of course not. But that ad was so effective. We need an ad that shows IRS officers coming to your home because you forgot to add $12 to your tax return. And they're going to kick in the door. They're going to knock your wife to the ground. They're going to beat your children. They're going to hurt your mother-in-law who lives with you. They're going to break her arm. And your children, the terrorized look on their faces as IRS agents with automatic weapons point them at mommy and daddy's face. That's got to be brought home to the people. That's bad. That's government overreach. That's vicious. That's disgusting. That's Nazi Gestapo. That's the Soviet KGB. And that's what Democrats are bringing to you. And if you can put that all in ads, we win by a massive landslide in both the Senate and the House. And disregard Mitch McConnell, who's the biggest jerk that ever lived.
I want to ask you about Liz Cheney. She went on one of the cable news shows yesterday, an exclusive with ABC's This Week. tell me what her political future is.
Zero.
Yeah.
There is none. She's insane. I wanted to write a column, but you run out of time and you also run out of columns. In other words, I don't have time in the day and I can't write 10 columns a week. I have so many topics I want to write about, but one of them is going to be Liz Cheney is insane. And all the anti-Trumpers are insane, and Liz Cheney's Exhibit A. That was what I wanted to write. Here's a woman that just lost in a state that's 90% Republican, Wyoming. And she's a Republican incumbent congresswoman, and she suffered a 37-point loss, the fourth highest in the history of incumbent congresspeople. A Republican lost that bad in an all-Republican state, and her reaction isn't, I'm a loser, I'm an idiot, I'm sorry, I said all the wrong things, I'm a total moron. No, her answer is, I'm going to run for president. What? She's insane. These people are all insane. They think too much of themselves. They're elitist. They've been brainwashed by the rich people around them who tell them how great they are and their own consultants. And then when they lose by 37-point landslide, they think, well, I am great. So the people are wrong and I'm right. These are the most, I don't even know what to say anymore. Liz Cheney is mentally insane, and she's clearly a psychopath. What else can you say about her?
Can she be a spoiler in 2024?
No. She wouldn't get 5 votes. There's no Republicans who like her, and there's no Democrats. This is what I said all along. Same thing with Jeff Flake. Same thing with Mitt Romney's the world. Same thing with all the Bushes and all the Cheneys and all the McCain family and all their people. Listen, when you are not a true blue conservative Republican with the middle class people, when you have a lot of Democrat tendencies, you lose your election, and then nobody on the other side ever embraces you because on the other side they want a real liberal, and you're not a real liberal either. I've always said there's only one thing in the middle of the road. It's called roadkill. You're either a conservative or you're a liberal. There is no room for someone who's, I'm a nuanced, moderate Republican with Democrat leanings. There's no room for that in America. Nobody wants to hear that. You're either a true blue Trump conservative patriot who loves America first and the middle class and the working class, or you're just, a extreme left radical Democrat. But if you try and be in the middle, you're roadkill. You've got no shot at getting anyone to vote for you, and you've got nothing. Now, unfortunately, corporations want you to be that roadkill in the middle. Corporations don't know what they're doing or saying anymore. But all I could tell you is they're going against their own consumers. Most consumers are the silent majority, middle-class, working-class Americans who have all come over to the Republican Party, all of us. Look at the latest poll. 75% of all Americans believe we're on the wrong track, and that includes most Democrats, too. We're on the wrong track in this country. Anyone could see that, and Joe Biden is just the leader of the wrong track. He's driving a train to nowhere.
So what should Donald J. Trump do? Should he announce before the midterm, after the midterm, make sure that the red wave wins, or should he crawl under a rock until after Election Day?
Very, very tough question. You know, I said 2 weeks ago when they raided his home, he should declare right away the next day. But on the other hand, if he doesn't declare and says nothing, we have a better chance of winning the midterms. to not make them about him. They shouldn't be about him. They should be about what I just said, inflation, crime, shoplifting, feeling unsafe in your car and your home and your school and your kids at school. Those are the issues people care about. I'd rather be the election about 87,000 new IRS agents who are armed than about Donald J. Trump. So even I would rather he announces after the election. But for his own good, I felt the day after the raid, that was his absolute peak of support. Everybody knows that raid was complete bull, you know what, and bull spit. And I thought it was a good time to announce the day after that. Now that he hasn't, I would say just wait till after the midterms. Much better for the GOP if he waits till after the midterms. Do not want to make this a Trump election. We want to make it an inflation election.
More coming up with Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. You hear him every afternoon, 3 to 6. Let me just ask you, if Liz Cheney is going to be a factor, she's going to have to raise money. How difficult will it be for her? She says she's got $7 million in the bank, but Donald J. Trump's got $100 million in the bank. How difficult is it going to be for her to raise money?
Well, I've been there. You know, remember, I ran for president of the United States in 2007, 2008. I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination in 2008. I was on the presidential ticket with Bob Barr, Congressman Bob Barr. And we really thought we had the best ticket, you know, the Libertarian Party had ever put together. Congressman Barr and the energy of Wayne Allen Root. Everyone admitted that, you know, the wrong guy was probably on the bottom and the right guy would have been me at top because my energy would have raised a lot of money. But nonetheless, we found it really difficult to raise money. Why? Because no matter what you do, you're not going to win as a Libertarian. If you can't win, then people are putting their money in a fireplace when they write you a check, right? I mean, the whole point of writing a check is your guy can win or your gal can win, and then you've got someone in power who can help you. Well, if you have no chance of winning, you can never help that person, so their check is a complete waste. So we had a hard time raising money. It was very difficult. She's in the same position. Nobody in the world gives any chance to Liz Cheney except Liz Cheney. She's delusional. She's mentally ill. It's a mental illness to believe you can win. And I've seen the whole list of anti-Trumpers who believe that, and they all wound up with nothing, nowhere. All of them ruined their careers. Think of all the congressmen who said, I hate Trump, and where are they now? They all lost in the primary, or they all retired two terms ago, or one term ago, or this term they're retiring. Once you go against Trump, you're out of this party. This is the Trump party. It's the America First party, and it's the MAGA party. And so she's a nothing going nowhere. She's delusional.
So what is your sense of what Donald Trump will do? Will he take your advice?
Well, he's certainly going to run. I don't think there's anybody who doubts he's going to run. He's going to run. The question is when he'll announce. I mean, there's no rush to announce before the midterms unless he feels it's in his best interest to announce in order to make any investigation or indictment of him look ridiculous and look like political posturing because you're indicting the man who's the front runner for president of the United States. That could be the reason for him personally, the one to announce, to head off any indictment by the DOJ and the FBI because that would make them look horrible. In other words, he's a private citizen. They could do what they want now. The moment he announces, it looks horrible. So, I mean, it looks horrible now too, but it would look triple horrible. So for his own legal purposes, it may be smart to announce as soon as possible, but I thought he should have done it 2 weeks ago right after the raid. Once he didn't do that, I think all bets are off now. He'll probably wait till after the midterms.
How is the Great Patriot protest and boycott book going this week?
Everything's going good. You asked me about Mike Lindell TV. I never told you that just they contacted me over the weekend and said, you know, in their chat room, everybody was so excited about Wayne Root. They loved my show. And so, they've got me at 4 o'clock Vegas time on Mike Lindell TV 2. And they're looking for a space now to get me on Mike Lindell TV 1 and 2. And they're promising they'll have something for me in the next few days. So you can watch me on two different time slots on two different networks. So Mike Lindell's going great. Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And Amazon's doing great. And Real America's Voice, my new show, America's Top 10 Countdown, will be coming out this Saturday at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. On Saturdays, Vegas time. 9 a.m. is where you can watch me on Real America's Voice. .com or Real America Voice TV on channel 219 on DirecTV or all those other ways you watch TV nowadays that I don't get involved in. You know, I turn on the TV, it's DirecTV, I'm on or not on, you know, but there's all these people that watch all these apps now, and there's 1,000 ways to get both Mike Lindell TV and Real America's Voice.
It's going to be interesting to see what the what the future brings for the midterms, less than 3 months away. Hard to believe it. Wayne, always good to visit with you. If folks want to reach out to you, where do they